Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, happy Monday to you, everybody. How are you? Nice to have you back with us here on Close Up Talk Radio. This is going to be a fascinating half hour, I know. I think you're going to find it really amazing. And it's going to be really directed especially to folks who are having trouble finding the right kind of job for them to be doing right now. One where they really, it would be better for them if they could do their job out of their house. Work from home. You know, lots and lots of people are working from home these days. So in any event, I want you to listen carefully because you could learn something that could be very, very helpful to you. Our guest is Kanisha Darden. And let me tell you a little bit about her story. She recently had a child with special needs while she was managing her own life-threatening illness. And as she points out, when her son was born at 26 weeks, which is early, she had to immediately put him into daycare as a premature baby. She was literally working just to get health care. She had a blood disorder. It was in remission. But if she had an episode, she would have to be treated immediately. And she was getting a lot of pushback. Her job was in jeopardy. So she started exploring other options, and that's when she discovered an outfit called Arise Virtual Solutions. There are other women who are going through the same thing that she was going through. That is, single mothers, people who have illnesses, who wanted to work, but they couldn't find the means to leave their homes. So as Kanisha points out, as long as you have an internet connection, you really do have the ability to work. Today, Kanisha is the founder of Darden Quality of Works, where she partners with Arise Virtual Solutions to provide steady work-from-home opportunities for Fortune 500 companies that are located all over the country, throughout the U.S. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or dad, a college student, whether you're a military spouse, or a veteran, Darden Quality of Works can help you earn a steady income without the hassle of a commute. As Kanisha points out, with her platform, she can provide them with the opportunity to work from their homes and support their family. Now, where most employers constantly limit your time off for appointments and other important engagements, if you're working from home, it offers you the flexibility to set your own hours. And Kanisha says she chose Arise Virtual Solutions because of the flexibility the company offers people like her and in her situation. She points out the very best part about it is the flexibility it offers. You have the ability to schedule yourself how you see fit, so your life comes first when it has to. In other words, you're really pretty much your own boss, and you pick your own hours. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Kanisha is also the author of a book. We're going to talk about that. And she has a great website. We're going to steer you toward that website if this is something you could be interested in. It could be a big help to you. Listen, hey, this could help change your life. No question about it. So let's bring her on. Kanisha is located in Atlanta, Georgia, where it's going to be a nice day in Atlanta today. Not too cold. Not as cold as it's been the last couple of weeks. So in any event, Kanisha Darden. Kanisha, welcome to you. Nice to have you with us. How are you this morning?
Hi, Doug. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome, my dear. I love the idea of how you got into this, and I want to learn all about it. That's why we're talking to you, and I think we have an audience that might be, their ears may be glued to the radios, finding out how you put this all together and how it works and how it has helped change your life. So as I pointed out, you had a really sticky situation when your son was born so early. Unfortunately, you had to get him into daycare right away because of the blood problem issue you had. Let's talk a little bit about what you were doing at the time, what kind of work you were doing, and how this helped, make you change your lifestyle. Talk about that a little bit. What were you doing at that point?
Yeah, at that time, the illness was in remission, but I had gotten a job at a bank here in Atlanta. And they weren't forgiving of me being off, even though I had FMLA that was protecting me, it still wasn't really protecting me, you know. You're protected, but you're not protected. And due to the complications of from the side effects from where I had got treated from my illness, plus that with my son, now that I'm having to be off work some days for him just to deal with him or issues that he may be having, because, like I said, he was 26 weeks out. So the job just wasn't very forgiving to me at all. You know, it led me to start exploring other options, other means of making income, because at the time I'm just literally working for healthcare. At that time, they had a good program, and that's all I was really working for, was just to stay on healthcare so we can be covered, my family could be covered. So, yeah, it wasn't a very good situation at all.
So how did you learn about Arise Virtual Solutions? Tell me about that.
I got on the internet and I started Googling. I was Googling. I had came across the platform. I was like, okay, not so sure, because, again, now it's pretty common for you to be working from home because of the pandemic. But at this time, it's like 2012. It's kind of unheard of, and I'm thinking it's a scam. It's not legit. They're just doing something for me. But I, the more I investigated, the more I got into it, the more I saw that it wasn't, and the more that I proceeded to go ahead and just go for it, move forward with it. I took my time about doing it, but I did eventually go ahead and do it, and it worked out better once I did it. I was so grateful. So, like, what took me so long? It was just so rewarding, the part where I got to schedule myself. That was the key benefit for me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background, first off, to give us an idea of what kind of work you had done before. I mean, I know it's very interesting. Talk about that a little bit. You know, what were your qualifications for work, for example? How would you answer
so
that?
I have about 20 years of customer service experience. My background is customer service related. I have been in customer service pretty much all my life. I had known no different from that. So that's my background. And then I have an associate's degree in business administration, which I wasn't applying. When the opportunity came, you know, for me to do it, I was like, well, it's a no-brainer. But, yeah, it was kind of like a no-brainer just for me to go ahead and move forward with it. So that was, yeah, the customer service background really plays a key part in it, because, like I said, I had already had like over 20 plus some odd years of doing customer service, and that's what the companies were. Yeah,
that's what they were looking for, and you had experience. Okay, so your first, I assume when you went to work with them, or they started helping you, you got a job, right? Tell me how you connected.
Yes. So once I completed the process with the Arise platform, I immediately started working. I went through a certification course. I did that, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And what happened was, because I was still leery about the process, I still had my job at the bank. And so it just became a point where we were filing taxes. My husband and I were filing taxes, and we looked at the income that I made. I was like, well, I'm making more money at home than I am at the bank right now. So, it was like one of those. Yeah. Like, wait a minute, I'm making more money now, and I'm still doing this. So, I mean, we got some decisions to make, and so it was kind of one of the things where I eventually left the bank, because I was making more money at home. And then on top of that, like I said, I had my son here, and we were paying, like, money out the wazoo for child care. We were paying a lot of money because working at the bank, he had to be at school. I had to be to work at 7. School doesn't open until 8. So we were paying, even though he wasn't in actual daycare, we were paying before and after care for someone to transport him to school, because neither of us could take him. So we were still paying out a lot of money for child care expenses. This is before and after care, just to have him transported. But once I started working from home, I was like, well, that got that. We don't have to worry about that expense anymore. So, again, it immediately, the fact that I'm making more money and now that I'm saving money also on childcare, it was a huge, huge plus, something we just really didn't anticipate, but, you know, kind of, yeah, saw it coming, but we just didn't think about that part. We were more concerned about me trying to still be able to just support, you know, my part, my portion of my family with my income.
So tell me, what kind of work were you doing at home when you first started doing this? What, you know, what were the kind of jobs or a job?
I was doing customer service work for a tax software company, major tax software company. We were doing that, and basically it was a where's my password type thing. Where's my refund? Can you help me with this form? Not necessarily telling them what to do with the form, but they didn't have the form in their package. So we would shoot the form. We would call it shoot the form over to them electronically so they can file their taxes. Just types of things like that. That's what I was doing. And it was very, very beneficial for us. Like I said, I was working at least overnight. I started working out like 30 to 40 hours a week. I was like really, and it got kind of addicting because if I didn't have anything to do, I would just go log on and start
really?
Working. Yeah, it can be, you have to pace yourself because I was just like, oh, I don't have anything to do today. My time is free. He's at school. Let's go log on and see can I earn me some more money. And, of course, I was making a lot of money. Making a lot of money just sitting there, you know, because, and the best part is like, yeah, there's no commute. I'm working in my pajamas. Just sitting here. Just earning money. So it was cool. It was great. And I kind of had to, like, pace myself because I was like, yeah, really, really, really addicted to the process, just sitting there. You're just sitting at a computer and the headset is on your ear and the calls are coming in, they're beeping, and you're helping people. And, yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, this worked out really great for you. It was the answer to your prayers, so to speak, right? I mean, no question about it.
Yes, it was. It really was. I really like to be an active parent, a participant, not, you know, an active parent in my child's life. And then especially with him being diagnosed with autism, I really, you know, wanted to make sure that I was available to him.
Right.
And so,
right.
Yeah, this gave me that opportunity to do that. I went on field trips. I did the whole gamut. I was the baking mom, I would come to the school. I was the participatory mom. Everybody, you know, what you need, the fundraising mom, I was there. We were there. So it just allowed me to be that parent that I wanted to be in my child's life and making sure that he's getting the best quality education that he can, you know, due to his circumstances. So, yeah, it was great.
Good. It sounds great, and you didn't need makeup, and you could do it in your PJs. It was kind of a dream come true for you. All right, let's talk a little bit about Darden Quality of Works. You founded this. What is? Explain it to me. How it works? Okay.
So if people are interested, they would just go to the website to apply. But I started it once I got myself well versed with the Arise platform. Because I had no intentions of doing this. I had no intentions of opening up a business. This is strictly for me. But the more that I started to work with people in my son's classrooms, because he's special needs, I saw that there were other parents who were struggling with the same dilemma that I had. You know, they want to work, but they want to be there for their child. So it led me to start bringing on agents under the Darden Quality of Works umbrella. They would come on as an independent contractor, and they have access to the platform, and they're able to select the client that they want to work. They have to go through the certification process, but it usually lasts about 3 to 4 weeks, and then they certify, and they're taking the calls in their home. So that's what led me to start doing it. The fact that I was seeing people in my son's classroom, parents who were struggling with this issue, I'm like, wow, you know, let me see if it's something, you know, that they may be interested in. And, of course, they were like, yeah, yeah. So it kind of went from that, you know, having them come on that way.
So those are people that you met and then you know that, you know, that you got involved in this. But you can help people who you've never met who can log on to, you know, to your website and
make
the connection there.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes.
And it doesn't matter where they are. They could be in Atlanta. You know, they could be in Miami. They could be in Pittsburgh. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, we have them across the country.
Now, let me ask you a little bit about the certification process. Explain what that is. That's the question. Explain what that is. What's it all about?
So the clients that we have that are available, you have to know how to operate their systems. Even though you're not an actual employee, you still need to know how to operate those systems. You need to know how to navigate through those through their systems. So if it's the tax software client, you need to know how to use that platform. You have to go through a certification process. It generally costs to sign up for that part, but the investment to me is just it outweighs that because it's on anywhere from like $20, $30 or something like that. So once you commit yourself to that, you're going through a certification process Monday through Friday at home. On your computer, you're not going anywhere. It's a virtual classroom setting, just as the kids did for COVID, and they're teaching you how to use their systems. And the process is fairly simple and quick. They even have it now where you earn while you learn, so you're actually accessing the systems and you're still in a classroom setting. You're doing both because some people learn differently, but it's just to get you acclimated to the client systems. So they and give you login credentials and all of that so you would know how to access that information because you just can't go to anybody's client system and not know what you're – you got to know how to navigate that. So that's
now,
what
are
the
all
certification
the job,
is for.
Rather than asking you, are all the, let me put it this way. What kind of jobs can you qualify for and get work doing? How would you answer that?
There's really we prefer you have customer service experience, but nothing is really required of you because they're going to teach you everything. So nothing is really required except that you're able to pick up that information because it is taught to you at a kind of a fast pace. But yeah, it's not that they require a whole lot. Like we said, we prefer that it's customer. Mm-hmm.
The point is this. You were just talking about for a tax company, and you had to learn the software for that tax company. So you could – in other words, these jobs are you're applying to be a remote customer service professional for the – basically. Would that be about right, the overall category?
That would be it. You're applying to be a remote customer service professional for the client. That is correct.
But there are lots of different companies and different kinds of businesses you could be doing this for. I mean, I would assume you were referring to a tax company, but you could be doing this for a department store or a clothing manufacturer.
We have numerous clients, you know. Yes.
Yeah, give me an idea of the kinds of clients
you
could do.
There's a security systems client. There's a tax software client. There's an internet provider client. There's the client that I'm working for, a roadside client. We have two roadside clients. We have a lot of cruise lines, major cruise lines that are available. We have like three or four of those. So it can vary from just anywhere. We have retail, high-end retail clients. We have a lot of those as well. The person would be able to pick whatever client they wanted to service because each of these clients do pay differently. They pay differently, so you would pick one that would suit your needs.
So give me an example. I assume if you're not thoroughly knowledgeable about what happened, but that's all right, but just explain. A cruise company. My guess is that you would see an ad or something for a cruise line, and you call a number, and you're connected to you know, someone like is working with you, a remote customer service professional, who would explain the cruise situation, what the costs are, what you have to do to book, you know, on the line. I guess that's what I'm talking about. Would that be about right? Something like that?
So, no, if it was sales, that because they do have customer service sales, so that would be
right.
Actually what they would do. But most of them are customer service. We have a few sales clients, but not a lot. So if it's a customer service client, if it's a cruise line and it's a customer service, they would actually be asking questions like the customer may call in and say, hey, what can I make a payment on my cruise? I need to make the final payment. I've had incidences where they called in for me and they were like, I need to add a crib to my room. Is that something feasible? Or I want to change the room around and I want the rooms to be adjoining so I can be next to this person. Or is alcohol permitted on the cruise? Or where's the boat taking off from? Can I have the address or do you have directions to that? Those are some of the type of questions that a person would get working on the cruise line client. And a lot of those are, again, they're calling in also to make payments onto their cruises as well. So you would actually be taking the payment for those as well.
I see. So then you would go through a certain amount of time while you're learning all about how the cruise system works and what kind of answers to give people when they came in, you know, come in, log in with those kinds of questions. That would be what you would be learning about for a while. Could be take a
right.
week or two,
mm-hmm.
right? At least, I would assume.
Yes, it does. It does. It takes some time because with one particular cruise line client that comes into mind, they have a lot of ships. So each ship
yeah.
is different. And
yeah.
each ship, I didn't know that till I started working that client. Each ship, you would think it would be the same, but no, each ship has something different, and they offer you something different. So you have to know how to respond if they're on this ship or if they're on that ship. You have to know what type of answer to give them in regards to their question.
I'm just looking at your application here now. There are some people, some states that this can't work for. Is that right? There are a couple of them here, I see.
Yes, unfortunately, yeah.
Go ahead. You can explain that.
Unfortunately, due to the rules in certain states, that they're
mm-hmm.
not, we're not allowed to have those states. There are states we can't engage with those particular residents to have them work there. I believe it's Oregon, Wisconsin, New York, Connecticut, off the top of California. Just because of the restrictions or the type of rules that they have in those states, we can't. This wouldn't work for those people that lived in those states.
Okay. And let's talk about the kind of money that people can – obviously, that would be – I would assume one of the first questions people would want to know more information about of what kind of money you can make doing this. Give me an idea. Everybody pays, I assume, a little bit differently. Some jobs may pay more, you know. You may – I don't know. You tell me. Do you make more working for a tax company than you do for a cruise line? Or what? And it's an hourly pay. I guess you get paid for the hours you work. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we're it is hourly pay. There's no commissions.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
mm-hmm.
sales. It doesn't just because your phone may not beep or whatever and you're not taking calls doesn't mean you're not getting paid. You're going to get paid regardless of that hourly for the hours that you service. Yes, and some clients do pay more than others. Tax software client pays about 16. The cruise lines generally pay anywhere from $12 to $13 to $14 an hour. So it does vary based upon the client that you pick. And also, you can work more than one client at a time. So that's also an option for people, too. If you see that you want to work the tax software and the cruise line, you can do that. You can work as many clients as you can handle. There's no limitations on that.
And how does it work? Do you have a set schedule typically for a company that you're doing this for? Like, okay, you're going to work Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, or, you know, you can only do it from 3 in the afternoon till 7 at night. on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays or whatever. Something. You pick your own schedule. But or do you just log in and they know you've logged in and all of a sudden you're going to work? Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. They have a thing called what we call Starmatic. The schedule comes out like a week prior. You select your hours that you're going to work for that time being, and then you're allowed to pick those hours within the operation of the client that you're working. And sometimes it may be that they have urgent hours, like we call urgent hours, where they get a mass amount of influx of calls, and they need you. They need you, and mm-hmm. they'll send you a text or something like that. So they may ask you to log in and pick more additional hours. But generally, you go in and pick your schedule out ahead of time within their hours of operation. And that's pretty much how it goes. But you're allowed to actually work more if you need to, because I said that a lot of the clients, especially during the holidays now, they're going to have urgent hours available.
And the other question is, what does one actually need, physically need, in order to do this kind of work? You tell me. I can guess, but you tell me.
So what you actually need is you're going to need high-speed internet. And when we say high-speed internet, it has to be Ethernet connected. We can't have Wi-Fi due to the
right.
fact we're dealing with people's sensitive information. So nothing, no type of Wi-Fi devices are permitted. But you need the internet. You're going to need a computer or a laptop. It doesn't have to be a desktop. It can be a laptop, but it has to be compatible with the client. Mainly what they're looking for on that is storage space and your download speed, because you're going to have system, you're going to be downloading information onto a flash drive. We need a flash drive, a UBS flash drive 3.0, and that is it. And now that they have us using this UBS flash drive, the good thing about this, I didn't experienced this until this year because they just started doing it, was that we had to go out of town for a funeral, but I didn't want to take off. Well, I was able to take that flash drive and my laptop, and as long as I was hardwired, I was still able to work. So
well,
it's
cool.
Portable.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
portable. Yeah. yeah. So that's another plus.
It's a great it sounds like a really great opportunity for people who are struggling with a situation where they have to be at home, where they have to take care of the kids, you know, and they can't work a normal 9-to-5 job where they have to commute to a job far away. This really could be a really good decision for them, something to look into. Right? It certainly has worked for you, hasn't it?
It most definitely has worked for me. The key thing I always tell people for me is the flexibility. I just love being able to schedule myself when I want to. I'll give you a good example. I had to have emergency surgery for my appendix. I didn't know my appendix was about to burst, but it was about to burst.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I had to release the time that I had to work. I had to release that. I went to the hospital. I had surgery at 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. Got that. Came home around about 5 o'clock that next day, p.m., and, of course, you know, when you have that type of surgery, they tell you not to sit long, not to do this. Well, because I still wanted to work and I wanted to do it, I would schedule myself like 1 hour. I would do like 1 hour, off 1 hour,
Tanisha,
on 1 hour. Mm-hmm.
I want to give you a website out. It's DardenQualityOfWorks.com. DardenQualityOfWorks.com. That's very important, folks. That's how you can get in touch with Kanisha and learn all about how this whole system works. This could be really great for you. Kanisha Darden has been our guest. She's in Atlanta, but you can, wherever you are, if you're interested, go to that website, DardenQualityOfWorks.com. Kanisha, we've run out of time. You were great. This is a great idea. Thank you so much for your time and your explanation. Okay? We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right,
Doug.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
You are very, very welcome. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.